Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The United States and Qatar on Thursday announced a resumption of negotiations on a Gaza ceasefire, as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said mediators were exploring new options.
We had an opportunity today to talk about the way forward on the effort to bring the hostages home and to get a ceasefire.
Blinken also announced another $135 million in humanitarian assistance, water sanitation, and internal health for the Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. A spokesperson for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Thursday the head of Israel's Mossad intelligence agency will meet with the head of the CIA and the Qatari Prime Minister in Doha on Sunday. An international conference in Paris, which gathered more than 70 nations and international organizations, raised $1 billion in pledges for Lebanon's humanitarian aid and military support. French President Emmanuel Macron urged massive aid for the country, where war between Hezbollah and Israel has displaced a million people, killed upwards of 2,500, and worsened an economic crisis. In his closing remarks, French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot announced $800 million in humanitarian aid and $200 million for security forces. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres called Thursday for a just peace in Ukraine at a meeting with leaders of the BRICS group of emerging economies hosted by Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We need peace in Ukraine, a just peace in line with UN Charter, international law, and General Assembly resolutions.
As BRICS winds down, Ukraine's military intelligence says the first North Korean troops trained in Russia were deployed in Russia's Kursk region as of October 23rd. Putin said in a speech at BRICS that the West escalated the conflict by supplying weapons to Ukraine, and Russia is, quote-unquote, in contact with its North Korean friends. This is VOA News. Turkey struck suspected Kurdish militant targets in Syria and Iraq for a second day after a deadly attack on the premises of a key defense company. Drones belonging to the National Intelligence Organization on Thursday targeted numerous strategic locations used by the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, or its affiliates. Turkish officials have blamed the attack, which killed at least five people at the headquarters of the aerospace and defense company TUSAS, on the PKK. The group hasn't commented.
The 2024 Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought has been awarded to Maria Corina Machado, leader of the Democratic Forces in Venezuela.
The European Parliament on Thursday handed its annual Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought to Venezuelan opposition leaders Maria Corina Machado and Edmundo Gonzalez for, quote, representing the people of Venezuela fighting to restore freedom and democracy, unquote. Venezuela held a presidential election in July, with the opposition publishing vote tallies that says show Gonzalez won a resounding victory. But the National Election Board declared incumbent Nicolas Maduro the winner, and Gonzalez, who is wanted by Venezuelan authorities, fled to Spain. Researchers have found that Russia amplified hurricane disinformation to drive Americans apart. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Researchers at a London-based think tank say Russian accounts are spreading and amplifying misinformation about hurricane response in the U.S. The Institute for Strategic Dialogue found posts linked to Russian state media and online accounts were spreading English-language content with fake images, like flooding at Disney World that never happened. Among the posts circulating were anti-Semitic attacks against the director for public affairs at FEMA and the mayor of Asheville, North Carolina. Another study by researchers at the Israeli tech firm Cyabra found a significant number of posts on X criticizing FEMA's storm response couldn't be verified as coming from a real person. Jennifer King, Washington.
Mozambique's ruling party, Frelimo, has retained power in this month's national election, extending its five-decade rule in the southern African state as the opposition cried fraud. Frelimo's Daniel Chapo won most of the votes, the Electoral Commission said on Thursday. Venancio Mondlane, backed by the Podemos party, came second. Observers have said the October 9th election was not free and fair. A European Union mission reported irregularities during counting and alteration of results at the local and district level, problems which have marred most polls since Frelimo first allowed multi-party elections in 1994. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.